talk now to the chair of the state's National Emergency Coordination Group, Keith Leonard, who joins us once again in the programme. Keith, a very good afternoon to you, and thank you again for taking the time to talk to us. So what's the picture at this stage, lunchtime Tuesday? What are you saying?
Okay, good afternoon, Brian. So we had a meeting of our National Emergency Coordination Group at 10 o'clock this morning. We had all government departments, local authorities, and the responding agencies attended. We got updates on the situation, and I suppose, look, the key disruption was caused down in Bantry with those 23 business premises flooded due to coastal flooding. We had some coastal flooding in Cork City and some overtopping in Galway City, and really there are trees down now in nearly all coastal counties. But that storm is kind of tracking across the country now, so there'll be maybe some calmer conditions for a time this afternoon, but we're going to see very increased wind speeds in the afternoon and evening, particularly along coasts and the northwest and the west coast in particular. So those conditions continue to prevail throughout this afternoon and this evening and tonight.
You've been warning people to stay put if they could, if they had to go out to drive carefully, keep mobile phones charged. Lots of advice in the run-up to this on social media and elsewhere. From what you've seen so far, have people been heeding your advice, do you think?
I think so. I think generally speaking, the advice has been heeded and people have been very careful today. There's obviously been one or two incidents where emergency services had to respond, where trees have fallen on vehicles, and there's been a number of small issues. But generally speaking, that public advice, as in all situations, was well received today.
And what, Keith Leonard, is the situation in relation to schools? They were closed in areas where there were red and orange warnings today. What's the expectation for tomorrow?
So as we heard a detailed update on the forecast this morning from Met Éireann, we have another meeting at 2:30, and the Met Éireann are going to update again on the latest model runs, and the Department of Education, based on the information that Met Éireann give in the afternoon, are going to make a decision, and hopefully that decision will be out in the early evening, somewhere between 5 and 6 o'clock this evening.
Is there a trigger for you advising the Department of Education that schools should close? You know, for example, a red weather warning, does that result in that advice automatically, or is it a question of judgment in the particular circumstances?
Well, in all cases, in a red weather warning, schools would close. Orange warnings are, we kind of have to calibrate the response based on the kind of the storm, and each storm is slightly different characteristics. This was a kind of a multi-hazard event with rain, coastal flooding, inland flooding and surface flooding. And also it was a really high energy impact event where kind of we had sustained winds at the orange level, which wouldn't be typical of a lot of winter storms. And I suppose that helped us to kind of calibrate the response based on Met Éireann's advice that we were really dealing with quite a dangerous storm here. And we took the decision that even in an orange level counties that we would close schools on this occasion. But the Department of Education took that decision based on the information that we gleaned yesterday.
And in relation to tomorrow, you say a decision people could expect by mid to late afternoon in relation to schools?
That's correct.
All right. Correct. Listen, thanks very much for that. Keith Leonard from the National Emergency Coordination Group.